You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your Friday edition of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, February 3rd.
I feel like, you know, to a certain extent, certain players did probably. If you know me, man, I kind of play the same type of way usually around this time. And it's like one of those things, like, you just got to know who you playing with. I mean, you got a team who's, you know, speaking on certain things, you know, and they speaking on running the AFC or different things like that to that extent. You know, it's just one of those classic examples of, you know, talking trash after the game. You know what I mean? That's kind of what we did. Kind of let them have it. You know, they deserved it, though. I mean, when you beat a team three times in a row, you know, you do it decisively. You know, you take the game away after we was up, you know, three scores in the, you know, first half, whatever you want to call it. You know, you have the right to say those different things. You have all, and it's a game at the end of the day. You know, you want to have fun with it. It's the season, you know, and you want to have fun with it. You know, it's slowly becoming one of our rivals in the season. You know, unfortunately, you know, that's not the team, you know, we're talking about no more. They got a whole nother year to wait. They got to watch us play some football now, man. So, you know, it's about the Chiefs and the Eagles right about now.
The Bengals talked a lot of trash ahead of the AFC title game, and fans can complain about officiating all they want. It doesn't change the outcome. The Chiefs have one more matchup. It's against the Philadelphia Eagles to decide who is the best team in all of football. The big game couldn't get here quickly enough, but we've still got a full week of hype and build up before the Chiefs take the field for Super Bowl 57. Both of these teams deserve to be on this stage after looking like two of the best teams in the league all year. Hopefully, it all culminates into a memorable Chiefs performance. Matchups aside, the greatest red flag for the Chiefs right now is a laundry list of injuries that came out of the AFC title game. Let's get into that. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said that wide receiver Mecole Hardman, wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, cornerback Lajarius Sneed, and wide receiver Kadarius Toney would all be held out of practice on Thursday. He did add Toney and Juju, they're moving in the right direction, but Hardman to be available for the Super Bowl will be a stretch. We'd expect the Chiefs to have Justin Watson back after sitting him last week, and Juju and Toney looks like are in the right direction. With the extra prep time, it seems fair to assume that Sneed could have a strong chance of clearing the concussion protocol. We'll have another injury update for you later this afternoon at arrowheadpride.com.
No, I don't think so. I just was generally sore, I think, from the game. And it was a physical game. I mean, my whole body was a little sore. So I don't think I had any step backwards or anything like that. I know, like, re-aggravation of the ankle, the little bit of pain I had playing with it. But other than that, I feel like I'm in a good spot.
Here's the big one. Patrick Mahomes doesn't believe he suffered any setbacks with that ankle injury after the AFC title game. The concern for Mahomes' mobility was warranted against the Bengals, and it could be an even bigger concern against these Eagles, who lead the NFL in sacks. It's not just that this Eagles unit had four individuals with double-digit sacks this season, or that they've got 78 total sacks on the year, including the postseason. It's the speed at which they can beat you. They aren't just deep in the pass rush department. They're explosive all along their front. That means Patrick Mahomes will need his legs in a major way to try and mitigate the Eagles' dominant pass rush. The extra time to prepare and get healthy ahead of this matchup is massive, especially for the Chiefs and their Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, you had a feeling coming out of training camp. The guys seemed to get along, and as it went on, the season went on, you saw a growth, especially for the young kids, that back end, the secondary, Sky Moore, some of the young guys that were getting decent play time, you could really see the growth there. It was hard from, I'm sure, a public standpoint to see, but we were seeing it from our side, just how they handled certain plays and leverages and so on. So I was impressed with that. And then the new guys that were veteran players that came on, They had to get used to a new system. So a couple of them have been in systems for quite a while, and so they had to get used to a new system, new way of practicing, new, and all those things that go with that. So they tried it, and they weren't afraid to dive in and try it, and they worked out for them, and they got better every week likewise, just more familiar with the schemes.
Andy Reid's past, present, and future will, without a doubt, be a large topic of conversation this week ahead of the Super Bowl against his former team. Reid coached some special teams during his time with the Eagles, and now he's doing those special things here in KC. When he was asked if he felt like this particular team had what it took to make another Super Bowl, he spoke to the relationships they have together in the locker room, the way the veterans built up the young players they added this offseason. Andy is a first ballot Hall of Famer who's coached plenty of Hall of Fame players and worked with other coaches who might one day find themselves in Canton, but you don't have to look very hard to understand the culture that he builds into this organization. He was never able to get that ring in Philadelphia, but he brought that experience to Kansas City, and you could see it in every aspect of how this team operates. In the rebuilding offseason for the Chiefs, they made it a point to bring in veteran depth along with drafting key role players, and it was embraced by everyone on the team from top to bottom. There's no selfishness in the Chiefs locker room, only the collective ambition of being champions, and that all starts with Big Red.
I think it is, you know. I think our coaches do a great job of trying to, you know, mimic the environments that we are in at home, you know, meaning Kansas City, to try to keep it all the same. With family especially, I think that's kind of on us usually. You know, that's usually the biggest distraction is families and, you know, people pulling you left and right for events and different things. So I think it's imperative that you just stay focused on the task at hand. It's just playing football, you know, still. You know, we still have a goal. You know, everybody else may not understand that, or, you know, they may be on party timing. But, you know, like the first Super Bowl, you know, what I experienced, you know, you got family going out, you got friends going out, you got teammates that's not required to be in the hotel going out. So, you know, it could, you know, have you thinking like, man, damn, I'm missing something. You're not missing nothing. You know, you enjoy way, way much more after the game, you know, when you win.
Another veteran presence on this team, whose prior Super Bowl experience will no doubt play a big role ahead of this contest, is Frank the Shark Clark. Coming into this year, we thought Frank would have a strong chance of being a cap casualty given his price tag and age, but the Chiefs were able to work out a deal to keep him here this season, and he's been one of the more important leaders on this team. Even if he wasn't a game wrecker this regular season, as soon as those playoff lights kicked on, it was the Shark back on the hunt. Clark now has 13.5 postseason sacks, with 10.5 coming in Kansas City. He's third all-time in playoff sacks, proving he's one of the most impressive postseason performers we've ever seen in the NFL. It's not just his individual performance on the field, it's his veteran presence and mentorship in the locker room that's helped make a difference in this entire pass rush group. We know Chris Jones is that all-world player, but Clark, as much as any player on the team, is viewed as a leader in the locker room. So when he says his advice to the young guys who feel like they are missing out on something during Super Bowl celebrations is, look, you'll enjoy way more after the game, that tells us a lot about where Frank's head is at ahead of Super Bowl 57.
Yeah, no, it'll be awesome, man. And you get there the first time and you don't know what to expect, and you're kind of going through a whirlwind of media days, and you have practice, but it's not the normal schedule you usually have, and meetings and trying to find time to watch film and everything like that, whereas now you have a plan. Chad was with me last time, so I have a plan with him already. We're going to be able to go out there and do what we usually do throughout a week with the added stuff that we have to do. And so it's nice to have that experience before. I can teach other guys and help them along as well, because even though it's the same team, we have a lot of new players. And so I'm excited to get these guys down there to get that experience. And at the end of the day, you want to win the game. So I just want to make sure those guys keep that in mind.
There's something to having that past experience playing on the NFL's biggest stage. Multiple veterans, including Mahomes, expressed what a whirlwind Super Bowl week can be. It's basically a week-long circus building up to the Super Bowl, but fortunately, this Chiefs team has had a lot of guys who have been there before. Mahomes has mentioned several times over the last couple of years how losing a Super Bowl has helped make him more driven to get back and grab that next ring. We'll find out on February 12th if they can put it all together one more time and try to finally get Patrick that second Super Bowl champion. As for us, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive, Friday, February 3rd. If you've enjoyed the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the entire Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and review. Coming up later today, Show and BK returns for a sneak peek at next week's big game. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll catch you on Monday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.